My guest at this time is former Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf. He served 34 years in the House of Representatives and was best known for his tireless work for human rights and religious freedom and sponsoring the International Religious Freedom Act. He retired at the end of the past Congress, saying his faith in Christ compelled him to be a full-time advocate for those oppressed for their faith. He is now the first ever Wilson Chair in Religious Freedom at Baylor University and is co-founder of the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative, where he is also a distinguished senior fellow. Last month, Wolf was one of the leaders of a seven-day trip to Iraq to assess the horrific plight of Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities. And what they discovered was not just desperation, but actually an existential threat to believers in a region rich in biblical history. The 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative subsequently released a new report entitled Edge of Extinction. Sir, your work in this report also comes with a number of recommendations, six of them, in fact. Right at the top is to support the establishment of a Nineveh Plains province uniquely designed for Christians, Yazidis, and other besieged minorities. Who are you calling on to establish this? The UN's been very quiet. The United States has been fairly quiet. So who do you hope will take the lead here?
The United States must take the lead. Quite frankly, I don't have a lot of confidence in the United Nations. The U.S. must take the lead. Secondly, they must aid the Peshmerga. That's the Kurdish military, because they are the point of the spear against ISIS. And then I think one of the conditionalities for giving them weapons and aiding and training is that they will set aside this so-called Nineveh Plain Protection Unit area, and Christians, Yazidis, Turkmen, and other religious minorities can stay there. And they are working on a National Guard that will defend it. But the United States needs to put pressure on the Kurdish government, who I think will do this. In fact, this Barzani, the head of the government, has said he will do it. And I think if we ask that he do it and we give them the weapons, when you look at the weapons that the Peshmerga has compared to the ISIS, ISIS has sophisticated American-made weapons that they took from the Iraqi military. Peshmerga has old weapons. And if people want to have their eyes open to see who ISIS is, everyone should read the March issue of Atlantic Monthly, where they go into detail who is ISIS and what are they going to do. It's a long article. It's a detailed article, but it's in-depth, and read it. March, Atlantic Monthly. It is frightening. ISIS, we are not beating them. They are not losing. They are coming to the West.
Congressman, another one of your recommendations is that policymakers and other stakeholders should begin to press the Iraqi central government and the Kurdistan regional government to guarantee that any property confiscated by the Islamic State, including homes and places of worship, will be returned to its rightful owner once those lands are liberated. How reliable of an ally can we expect the current Iraqi government to be here?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer, because the Kurdish government is saying in order for them to get weapons, we give the weapons to the Iraqi government, and they can't get the Iraqi government to free the weapons up. The Iraqi government, unfortunately, is being taken over by a Shia element. It's hard to say. You have a large number of Iranians that are connected to the Iraqi government, so unless this administration puts pressure on them, if we put pressure on them because they want our assistance, they want our aid, then I think it will happen. What they're concerned about is now, when they take Mosul, and as you saw the report, they are planning to go into Mosul April or May, they want their houses back. They're even getting, Christians and Yazidis are getting calls from people who are living in their homes saying, we're in your home, now how does this work, or what to do? They're asking them what to do, and they're concerned that they're going to be destroyed, and when the Kurdish government comes back in and the Iraqi military, that their homes are returned to the Christians and to the Yazidis. And there's some concern that they may not be.
Last question for you, sir. We've obviously, as you have chronicled here, seen the Christian population in Iraq drop from 1.5 million back in 2001 to, at best, 300,000 now. How short is the window of opportunity to really do something about this before it's too late?
It's pretty short, because I don't think the people will continue to live in the conditions that they're in. I say maybe 6 months, maybe to a year. Now, there'll always probably be a remnant. There'll always be perhaps a remnant. But overall, I think you're going to begin to see them dramatically begin to leave. We met with the religious leaders. They said they want to stay. The people said they want to stay. They even, the phrase was, help us to stay, meaning if you don't help us to stay, we're going to go. So I think within a matter of a year or two, if there's not something fairly dramatically done, come to their assistance, you're going to see them leave in droves. And I think in 3 to 5 years, there'll be almost no Christians left in the region.
Congressman, we thank you so much for your tireless work on this subject, and we look forward to checking back in with you and hopefully chronicling some progress before too long. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. And your listeners ought to put pressure on the administration and Congress to do something about this.
And how would you encourage them to do that?
Call the administration. Speak out, and religious leaders ought to speak out.
Former Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf served 34 years in the House of Representatives. He is now the first ever Wilson Chair in Religious Freedom at Baylor University and is co-founder of the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative. He just came back from a trip to Iraq. The brand new report from the Wilberforce Initiative is Edge of Extinction. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.